danger of disconnecting you. You've got the feet up. You've got a whole pile of cable under your foot.
Tony Waller here, Paddy Mara Limited. Dougal Stringer?
Yes, sir.
Yep, come on up, thank you. Good morning and welcome. We've read your original submission that you put in, so thanks for that. And now you're very welcome to speak to that and highlight the key points for us you'd like us to take on board.
thank you, Mr. Chairman and councillors. 23, why are you proposing this? By using your previously 3-year winter feeding program average, you'll get a genuine result, similar to the UK adopted for grading system for the farm payment plans that stopped any cheating. 23, number 3, with 100 or 200 metres around a waterbed meant a lake, a duck pond, would lose a lot of our quality land and lose a lot of production. And that did happen to go through at probably post to take the duck pond out. 24A, a high nitrate reading will come from a forest or wooded area. Castle Point Station monitored all their waterways, that's Mr. Crowfoot, Vice Chairman of Federated Farmers, before they started their plan. The highest reading came from their neighbour's tree plantation, which was pines, and the highest nitrogen producing plants are gorse and clover, which grow in most riverbeds. Any farmer will tell you you'll get a good crop of clearing gorse off land with its high nitrogen content. Number 2, this is the curly one, and it's all been repeated here this morning. One farmer not far from here told me just recently most of his land is over 20 degrees. TV last Saturday morning on the farming program, Rural Delivery, if anybody watched it, showed Mount Linton Station developing steep land with spray and seeding on hill country. I don't know if you call it spray and pray, but that's what it looked like. Their stocking rate goes from 2 to 5 stock units, and after 2 years of cropping is sown down. This flow-on effect is what Mr. Roy's government wants by 2025, doubling of income on farming.
Not my government.
What's your government? So if this is an act, production will decrease on hill farms. So hope EC has got a big pocket for loss of production and farm values to compensate. As I said, if you worked hill country before, it remains okay in my submission, but maybe is permitted for new virgin land. On regard to the once in 5-year renewal, it is too restrictive. In our case, 2 to 3 years of crop to get rid of gorse regrowth was needed on steeper country. It is now productive pasture. Most of our neighbours up our valley, that's the Wendon Valley, have small amounts of land that would comply to this rule if it goes through for planting of winter feed crops. Therefore, they would end up continuous winter feed cropping the same areas. We all know that's not good for the soil structure. Most fertiliser trucks spread lime and super on steeper slopes than you are proposing to limit. And one councillor made a question about direct drilling before on some of the steeper land maybe. You'll find on some of the steeper land that you get stock access tracks, or that they make tracks around the hill. They find their own easiest access. And as far as safety rules and that go, occasionally when you work these paddocks, you take those out. And especially for bulk trucks, they don't like bouncing over those stock tracks.
That's true.
Number 70, part 6, fencing waterways. Fencing waterways on those stock farms, this hasn't been a problem before. If rivers were swimmable when older farmers like us were kids, what's changed? It's the high intensity concentration of mainly dairy cows. Ecan stated in about 1998 in the Christchurch Press, when dairy farms had a large herd of 200 cows, there wasn't a problem. Now they don't even start milking at those such low numbers. Wall fences need to be shifted that don't meet the setback distances from the creek to the fence. We have planted hundreds of those willow wands the council has given out over the years and certainly look good. It wouldn't be for fishermen if everybody did this because it restricted the casting lines if everybody started planting inside the fence lines. As for dirty water, as is concerned, our rural roads of gravel after a dry period produced plenty of dirty water, just like the previous submitter just said. And it flows into the drains, and they've got done it into ours, they've tapped into our piping, or should say tiling. It goes through three farms and comes out dead at the other end. The same with our farm tracks. The first coloured water to enter a creek after rain is off the tracks. You might find that summer paddocks worked up loose, more silt from a thunderstorm will run off than a slow release over winter silt from feeding, you know, with silting. You only have to look at the colour of the flooded flats when there's a big rain in Australia, that is very flat areas at times. They're very silty. Our valley wanted the council to do some clearing of cracked willows in the Waikaka River, well, probably 4 or 5 years ago, when those affected met with a council rep. It's a mess. Scours out every time there's more rain and a high flood. The shingle base is building up from large amounts of debris coming down from the headwaters, now can't get away. Drains into the river now are backed up where they used to be have a drop. And maybe once a year a flat paddock used to pond overflow. And it happened several times a year, it was over again yesterday. Who's going to keep these weeds out of the fence waterways? We've been in our situation for over 20 years trying to keep the broom and gorse out of the waterways by spraying. And if you fence these off and there's no stock access, well, it's just going to get worse. That's the end of my comments, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the time. Can I just make a comment on someone, I think it was Laurie, said before about the ducks and whatever in the waterway. We'll have February perhaps 400 or 500 parries turn up from nowhere, plus seagulls, and they go in the Waikaka Creek and they make a hell of a mess. I'd swim in that river any time of the year except then. And I think it's just through the heat. But that's just another comment that I heard someone else make.
Great, thank you very much for that. You talked a lot about the stock exclusion rule, rule number 17. And
correct.
What I've said to submitters on other days is just to let them know, in case they don't know, is that central government's put out draft regulations on stock exclusion, and we're expecting those regulations to be finalised prior to the election. And once those regulations are released, then this plan will pretty much have to fall in line with the central government regulations. So our hands might be a little bit tied in terms of what we can and can't do in that regard. So just in case you weren't aware of that, to let you know.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I need to respond to that, I'm just letting you know about that.
Well, I do, and I've got a cutting out of the New Zealand Farmer here from the Environment Ministry, and it did say, you haven't got a copy, but it's from the Environment Ministry, dated May 22. On steeper land, it's proposed these stock cattle and deer are only excluded where break feeding is due to high concentrations.
Yep.
And you already know that. So.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. And the staff at this stage have just recommended to us that Rule 70 be aligned with the draft regulations, but we're all waiting to see what the final regulations are. I'll just see if we have any other questions for you. Lloyd, any questions?
No, I'm fine. I think you've made your point well, and it lines up with what you've got here, so thank you.
Yeah, I haven't anything to ask, but I would say I'm a boat tutor and gamekeeper now. It's not my government anymore.
Well, perhaps you get rid of some of these jolly parries and turn up.
fine, thanks, Mr. Stringer.
Thanks. Just one thing relating to your original submission about Rule 23, you say it should relate to stock units rather than area, I guess that's what you mean. Can you explain that more as to how you think that might work?
Well, it's similar to what land you've done in the past. Stock units might be related to how much feed that you're going to need. Is that what you mean?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean relating to stock units. Are you saying there shouldn't be more, if it was more than a certain number of stock units, then you should have to get a permit, but a consent, but otherwise it's okay, is it?
No, it was for the area needing to be grazed.
Oh, okay.
Like, take a large station, Mount Linton, Argyle, you know, they're under hundreds of hectares of requiring winter feed, where a small farm like us, different deal.
Right, so it's the number of stock that you would put on to our property.
Correct.
So what sort of limits or guidelines would you advocate for?
Oh, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. Sorry, Mr. Councillor, without working it out.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Great, thanks very much for coming in and presenting the material to us.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Well, that's the end of today's hearing of submitters. We reconvene on Monday the 26th of June. Thank you very much.